Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Dr. Suzanne Stock, board-certified specialist in orthodontics. Dr. Stock is pleased to provide braces and Invisalign for children, teens, and adults in Iowa City and across Southeast Iowa. More online at drssortho.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. It's been a very good year for Iowans competing in singing competitions. While millions of eyes and ears were on Maddie Poppy of Clarksville as she won American Idol, fewer people were paying attention to another rising star from small town Iowa who won the very competitive and prestigious New York City Metropolitan Opera National Council audition finals. Soprano Jessica Faisal grew up near Kelowna. She graduated from the University of Iowa, and here is a little taste of what she can do. Just a taste of what Jessica Faisal is capable of. She is here with me now. Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell me a little bit about what we were just listening to.
Yeah. So that was the first aria that I sang on the grand final concert at the Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions. And it's a beautiful aria by Giuseppe Verdi. And it's from... It's one of his famous operas, and it was a beautiful aria. I love it so much. It's called Taccia la Notte from Il Trovatore. It's beautiful.
And an incredible performance.
Thanks.
I want to take you back in time. Like I said, you grew up outside of Kelowna, Iowa. You went to Mid Prairie schools. When did you first start singing?
Yeah, it's a great question. So when I was young, like all throughout elementary, middle school, I was always in choirs, and I music was always a part of my life in that way. But I didn't really discover that I had a solo voice until probably about a junior in high school. I went out for my first solo, and I sang Oh Holy Night at a Christmas concert that we did. And I just remember it was such a defining moment for me because there were all these people in the audience that came up to me after with tears in their eyes, and it made me realize how music can really affect people emotionally like that. That was a huge turning point for me in realizing how powerful music can be. So many people told me, you know, you have a voice, you need to pursue this. And so that was a big turning point for me.
And don't come from a particularly musical family.
Right. Yeah, I have three brothers and my parents, and nobody else really sings. I mean, I really believe it's a God-given gift. I just kind of discovered it and the passion for it and you know, kind of having the predilection to languages has always helped me too, because we sing in the piece that you heard was in Italian. I often sing in French and German as well, so you know, we kind of have to have some of those skills too. So I feel really blessed to just be able to do it and to love it.
So you pursued music at the University of Iowa. When you decided to major in vocal performance, did you think opera was your path forward? What were you pursuing?
Well, it's interesting. I kind of took several different musical paths. When I first started, I did kind of start studying and training classically. I studied at the Prussel School of Music in Iowa City, and I took lessons with Gloria Glask, and we started kind of working on, there's this book, The 24 Italian Art Songs, which often a lot of singers begin with. And I remember kind of starting with that, and it was an introduction kind of to opera, but I wasn't quite sure at that point. And I, since that point, I had kind of jumped around. I took a lot of musical theater lessons, and I did a lot of work with Iowa City Community Theater. I was really interested in that at one point. And then there was a point also where I was kind of pursuing jazz, and I really loved jazz music. And I went to it's SWCC, I think it's Southwestern Iowa Community College. It was in Creston, and they have kind of a famous jazz program. And so I went and studied vocal jazz. And so, yeah, it was an interesting path for me. I kind of jumped around, and I love so many different styles of music. But it does seem like once I got to University of Iowa and I was kind of given my first aria, that I just knew. And my teachers told me, too, like, you know, this, you have an opera voice. This, you know, this fits you the best.
And all right. So you started singing opera. Were you an opera fan?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, that kind of came naturally with it. I kind of fell in love with the art form. Like I had little exposure up until that point, but it just seemed like once I found it, I just like, you know, I was watching all the, like on Iowa Public Television, you know, they do the broadcasts. And I remember seeing some of those for the first time. And I was just like so taken with it. You know, it's like a whole nother world that I had not been exposed to before. And I loved it. I mean, to me, opera is like, it brings together so many art forms. It's like, and it also, a big difference that often people don't realize is that with musicals and operas, we don't use any amplification or microphones. So to me, that also was amazing. It's just the human voice, you know, and that alone is just stunning to hear for the first time.
Someone, so much power.
Yeah, exactly. The power and the strength and also communicating these stories, you know. It's the human voice talking about the human experience, you know, all through song and music. And, yeah, I just am taken by it. I love it.
Now, the New York City Metropolitan Opera National Council audition finals. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is an incredibly prestigious competition.
Right.
It's one a lot of people haven't heard of, if this
right.
is not part of their world. When did you find out about the Met auditions?
Yeah, well, I was a freshman when I first started at Iowa. I was exposed to by some friends, because I was there studying my bachelor's of voice, and I was exposed to by some of my friends. There was a documentary called The Audition that was put out in 2007 by the Met, and it followed the exact process that I've just gone through, where they follow singers from who make it on to the New York round, and then they follow them for that week up until the final concert and show the winners. And so I knew immediately when I saw that, I was just like, that's something I could do. You know, it's the top opera house, the top level. That's so amazing, you know, and they showed every detail of the process. And yeah, so that was my first exposure. And I really at that point made a commitment, you know, that I wanted to do that program or the competition. And so at the time, you had to be 21 to enter. So when I was 21, I applied, and that was an amazing year because I made it on to from the district to the regional as the next round, and then I got an encouragement award. And so for me, that obviously worked. You know, an encouragement award typically says, like, we see potential in you, but you're still very young and your voice is developing. And and I got great comments and feedback from the judges. I was really excited. So that kind of, you know, even more lit the spark and the fire of that I wanted to pursue the competition. And so
And tell me a little bit about how the competition works,
uh-huh.
because you have to audition to be a part of it.
Right.
But how does this operate? I mean, this is people from all over the country.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's interesting. It kind of, I know you talked about the girl with American Idol. It really, for opera, is kind of like American Idol for us. So every state has a district, and you actually don't necessarily have to be from that state to apply. So, but the first year that I did it, I applied to the Iowa district in Ames, and they typically have three judges that are there. They cap it at about 30 to typically 30 singers per state that can apply. And you send your resume, and you have to send recordings. And so you go through kind of a screening process first. So then you show up and you bring, the whole idea is you bring a package of five arias, which are solo songs excerpted from an opera. And you present one of your choice to the judges, and then they can pick any of the other four on the spot. So the idea is they all have to be very well prepared and ready to go. So they want to see, you know, how you kind of do under that pressure. And so that's the first process. And then typically out of 30, they'll pick about, I would say, five or six to go on to a regional round, which is usually five or six states then combined, the winners of those. And then from there, they'll usually pick one person to go on to New York.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quite the narrowing down process. But
You mentioned that you competed for the first time when you were 21. You're
right.
25 now.
Yeah.
So have you competed every year?
Yeah. So it's been five consecutive years for me. So the interesting thing about my journey with this competition has been, like I talked about, the first year I got the encouragement award, then every single year after that, amazingly, I would move up one step in the competition, which was exciting. You know, I felt like I was just kept getting a step closer, and it really was that journey. I got an encouragement, and then I got third, second, and first. And that was in 2017, last year, and I made it on to the New York round, and I got to sing on the stage with the piano. But unfortunately, that year I didn't go on. But then this year I did it again and then made it all the way. So
tell me what it means to win.
Yeah, it's an incredible, I mean, for me personally, it's a huge dream come true. I mean, sometimes it still feels surreal. You know, I listen back to the recordings and it's just almost feels like a dream, like, wow, that really happened, you know. But what it means for a singer, it's truly like the ultimate audition in the opera world. You're basically being presented by the Met to the whole opera world. So in both rounds of the semifinal and the final, there are representatives from companies all over the world and the U.S. And so you have agents, you have everyone's there, basically. So they're putting you in extremely good light, saying, you know, we recommend this person. We found this person as an extreme talent, you know. So it's the launching of your international career, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back before your first time competing in this. I want to talk about the first time you actually ever went to the Met.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I have kind of a really cute story, and it's a really special memory to me of the part of my story. So the first time that I visited the Met, my older brother and I were sent on a trip to New York City. My brother had just graduated from Iowa, and I was a sophomore. And so it was kind of a graduation gift for him. And my parents also knew that, you know, New York was important to me and that the Met was there. And they knew I was starting to pursue music. So they sent both of us and we stayed for a week. And we got the idealistic New York experience. It was December. It was Christmas. You know, we got to see Rockefeller Plaza. We got to see the Rockettes and we rode the subway for the first time. It was really an amazing trip. But of course, you know, top on my list was to see the Met. I was so excited, you know, this documentary I had seen and, you know, heard about, that's the great place to be. And so my brother and I did some research and we found out that they do these backstage tours. So we thought, oh, that'll be the perfect way to see it for the first time. Here's some of the history, you know. So we went over in the morning and we got the last two spots that they had available for that day. So that was cool. It was kind of like providential, like we were meant to be on this tour. So we're on the tour and we get to kind of the backstage part, and we weren't allowed to go any further up on the stage because they were changing over the sets. And so there were all these hammers and drills going off and workers everywhere. It was really kind of a neat experience to see that. And the woman said how it takes so many of these workers and so many hands to put these sets together. And she was talking about how many employees the Met has. And she just kind of offhandedly said, well, would anyone in this group like to work for the Met someday? And my hand, you know, shot up and she was just like, oh, you know, are you an aspiring singer? And I said, yeah, you know, I'm studying my bachelor's of music. And I said, I'm working on a role right now, actually, with the University of Iowa. And I'm singing Vitellia in La Clemenza di Tito. And she said, wow. Well, she said, you know, would you like to sing for the group? And I was so honored, you know, so I said, yeah, that'd be great. So I started singing the aria and from the show, and the whole place went silent, and all the workers stopped, and then they applauded me at the end.
Wow.
And it was, yeah.
So you performed at the Met?
Yes, first time I was there.
As a tourist.
Exactly. That's a really funny part of my story, because I can always say my debut at the Met was really on the little backstage tour.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what is next for you? You're home for the summer.
Yeah, I'm home for a bit in the summer, working on some roles and a few things I need to prepare for this upcoming season. It's kind of unfortunate. It's not announced yet officially what I'm going to be doing, but I think towards the end of this month there should be an official press release coming out. So I can't say anything at the moment, but I am going to be with a company for, I have a 1-year contract and it's renewable up to 3 years, and I'm going to be making a move in August. So I'm excited.
And you can't tell us where you're moving to?
Well, maybe I can. I'm moving to New York City. So yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
so look into the future for us. What are your dreams at this point? I mean, the Metropolitan Opera was this dream for so long.
Right.
What else has captured your imagination?
I mean, and you know, I'm still learning. There's so much out there. There's, you know, I have a lot of dream roles now and roles that I'm learning about, and also opera houses. I mean, you know, now after being at the Met, it's the top in the U.S. But I, you know, you realize how like opera in these other countries, like, you know, Spain, Italy, Germany, is such a huge thing, and even more so ingrained in their culture. So I mean, I think. Yeah, I'm excited to see, you know, where I can reach internationally as well. There's, of course, La Scala in Italy. That is the top opera house. So that would definitely be a dream. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Any words of wisdom to little boys and girls in Iowa who may really love choir?
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely say I didn't grow up in a, you know, musical family, and even my school didn't, I went to a smaller school, it didn't have show choir or anything, but you know, if you love something, you just, you know, don't let anyone derail you, and just, you know, follow that, because there's a reason that you love that, and that's speaking to you.
Jessica Faisal, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We will be watching and listening over the years. I hope we have an opportunity to talk
again.
Great,
I hope so too. Thank you.
Jessica Faisal, she grew up in Kelowna, Iowa. She graduated from the University of Iowa, and she recently won the very competitive and prestigious New York City Metropolitan Opera National Council Audition Finals. We will keep our eyes on her. Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.